The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 262.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on. She is a startup entrepreneur, and I'm just really excited to have her on so she can share her story and tips with you on self-confidence. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Shamila Gopalan. Shamila, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Good morning. Yeah, for sure. I live in Asia, so I live in Singapore, but my descent is I'm Indian, and I grew up in Malaysia and partly in the US. And about 15, 16 years ago, I decided to move to Singapore. I'm a startup entrepreneur. I'm in the business of in the entertainment business, television, movies, talent, you know, that area. So yeah, so that's a little bit about me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Shamila, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
There are so many good self-confidence quotes, especially I think in recent times where there's so much that's leading towards women empowerment and being, you know, being self-confident as a woman. But I've always kind of hung on to this particular quote since I was quite young. And it's by Maya Angelou. And it's actually, my mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive. And to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. So I just think that encompasses being confident, but also having fun and not being taking yourself so seriously all the time.
And I love that quote, you know, especially being a woman, being Asian, and it's like, we grew up trying to always try to be serious, trying to, you know, take things a serious way. And, you know, we feel like we're forced into things, not realizing, you know, if we just let go, have a little fun, be ourselves, you know, life gets better. Life is actually, you know, amazing. And, you know, so I really love that quote that you mentioned. And, you know, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is really about loving yourself. And once you love yourself, you're confident that you don't need anyone or anything else to kind of fuel that positive energy that you need. And you believe in yourself, right? So I think fundamentally that's really important. And also that would lead to having, you know, a good self-image, building up on your self-esteem, having self-worth, and ultimately having self-respect. I think a lot of women, like you said, especially Asian women, we grew up in a culture where we're supposed to submit or follow or conform to a certain way of living, or even like, you know, when we grew up, we always say, you're supposed to be seen and not heard. And that kind of follows through not only as children for Asian women, but also as you grow older. And it builds a lot of fear, I think, of wanting to say things that you believe in or have your own opinions about certain situations or even about your life, right? So I think that's fundamentally what you need to, I see as being self-confident.
Thanks for sharing that definition. And, you know, I totally agree with you, right? You know, just growing up being an Asian woman, we've been told to just be the obedient daughter, just follow the rules and pretty much never rock the boat. You know, and that's how most women kind of like have all these issues, because they feel like they can't be themselves, because if they do or make a mistake or do something wrong, it's like they're labeled as a bad daughter, not obedient, or something's wrong with them, when really nothing is wrong, right? You just want to be yourself and you want to
correct.
You want to do things that you love to do versus what you're told to do. So I really love that definition that you mentioned. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I had quite a tough childhood to some extent. And I think that gave in to a lot of fear. Just, I mean, over and above being a woman and being an Asian woman, I think that environment created a lot of uncertainty and it created a lot of fear growing up. So I remember my second job, I was in college, and then I went into advertising at a very young age. So in my second job, I had someone that was extremely rude to me and actually quite abusive. And I felt at that point that the reason why they were able to do that is, well, A, is obviously it's on themselves, but also because I projected so much fear. And I had all this assumptions of how I needed to be. So I think that was really my first aha moment that I can actually remember that made quite an impact in my life in making me want to change the way I was as a person and let go of a lot of fear and build up on my self-confidence a lot more, be able to, I guess, speak up, have an opinion, and, you know, stand, be brave, really. But saying that, throughout the years, it's actually been a process. And I think even until today, I'm still learning a lot of things. I'm still building on a lot of areas that need to be worked on. I don't think there's this process that we go through actually ever stops. I think we just learn continuously and, you know, just become better at being who we really are. And then that actually makes us really confident. I think that's kind of what it is.
Thanks for sharing that. And I agree with you, right? Self-confidence is always a forever journey. You know, as long as we're on earth, we're always going to have new challenges, new fears, new doubts. And, you know, the more we learn how to overcome them and work on them, the faster we can overcome them, the faster we can take action in our own lives and just go out there and, you know, be happy, be at peace, be healed. And so, you know, I totally agree with you on that. And, you know, it's crazy, you know, how one bad thing can help you realize that, you know what, things got to change, right? I have exactly. to do something different. I have to be me versus I have to be the person that everyone wants me to be. And, you know, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, it's actually made a huge impact on how where I've come in my life. So I've become quite successful in my career. I took the chance to quit my job and start a business on my own. I think it's given me the confidence and given me the self-respect and the self-worth that I can actually do great things. And I don't really need to hold myself back or be dictated what society or, you know, communities need me to be and how I should be. So it's breaking a lot of barriers for me. It's actually given me, I mean, it's got the pros and the cons, but it's obviously a lot more positive than negative, I think. Because I still live in Asia, and within the Asian society, you still have certain restrictions or certain perceptions. But I think that's changing. And I think it's also about how you want to project yourself and how you don't need to be confident in the sense of aggression, but you need to be confident in the sense that you're not fearful of things and you can handle yourself and you can walk away when you need to walk away, stand your ground when you need to stand your ground. And I think above all, you know, be compassionate and non-judgmental. So I think all of that has actually led me to a point in my life where I'm so much more at peace. I make much more better decisions in my life. I have stronger, more positive relationships with family and friends. It's been good.
I love it. I love that you said, you know, you're just confident enough to do great things, right? Because
yeah.
I think a lot of women, especially Asian women, they feel like they're inadequate, you know, because I felt the same way. I just felt like, who's going to listen to me? You know, who would want to, you know, even talk to me, right? Like, who am I that people would want to talk to me, right? And I think this is something that we all go through. And, you know, it's like, we feel like we need to seek permission from somebody when really we don't have to, and we just can just go out there and, you know, do great things, right? We'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
We'll figure it out along the way. We're going to make mistakes for sure. But, I, you know, like you said, we are more than enough to go out there and just do it. So, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say that above everything, I think you need to be patient and you need to be kind with yourself. I think women generally, we're very harsh with ourselves. We always think we need to be perfect all the time. We need to be the perfect daughter, the perfect sister, the perfect girlfriend, the perfect wife, the perfect employee, the perfect boss. And nobody's perfect all the time. we need to accept that we make mistakes. We need to be able to forgive ourselves for the mistakes we make and learn from it and just love ourselves and accept ourselves. I think that's really key. And once you truly are able to do that, everything else just falls in place.
Love the tip that you mentioned, and it's true. I mean, I've been guilty of, you know, pretty much the worst critic of me is me, right?
Yes. You know, always are.
Yeah, the criticizing, the self-sabotaging, you know, putting yourself down. I mean, it's so, you know, it's something that we mostly do, and we tend to forget. We can, you know, switch that to saying positive things, saying good things about ourselves, because it really just takes the same amount of energy to do that. So I really love, you know, the tip that you mentioned. And Shamila, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, totally. They can connect to my Facebook page, which is Shamila Gopalan, or even go on to my website. So I have two, which is www.blinkasia.com, which is one of my companies, and the other one is catalyst.com. So CatalystTV.com. And Blink Asia is BlinkAsia.com.
Thanks for sharing that, Shamila. And to our listeners, if you also want to connect with Shamila, you can head on to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Shamila's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Shamila for taking the time to share her story and journey with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Well, thanks a lot, Sheena, for actually asking me to. I'm really grateful that you did and appreciative of it.
Not a problem. Honestly, it was an honor to have you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.